This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy and state health officials announced yesterday that the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Alaska has grown to 12, including new patients that had not been traveling outside the state recently. The case count has risen every day this week and includes patients in Anchorage, Fairbanks, Ketchikan, and Seward. The test results announced Thursday add two more cases from Fairbanks and one more from Ketchikan to the list. Alaska Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ann Zink said the new cases in Fairbanks were not related to the patients having traveled out of state like earlier cases. She said public health officials were trying to determine if they'd had contact with the previously confirmed cases or if the virus had spread in the Fairbanks community. A new Alaska mandate has banned elective health procedures for 3 months to increase healthcare capacity and preserve personal protective equipment, such as face masks. Already, some hospitals nationwide are rationing face masks for their nurses and doctors. The mandate says the state will establish a task force to evaluate which cases to postpone. Surgery will continue for patients who are already hospitalized or coming from the emergency department. Another mandate requires hospitals to postpone oral procedures for 1 month to protect dentists and hygienists from coronavirus, which is transmitted through respiratory droplets from the mouth and nose. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation had already suspended elective oral and eye care for 3 weeks. YKHC has also restricted visitors for high-risk patients. The elders' home is not allowing any visitors. Visitors are also not allowed for patients in isolation rooms, critical care rooms, or the emergency department. For the full list of restrictions on visiting, go to YKHC's website. Next, in municipal news. All municipal buildings in Bethel are now closed to the public. City Hall, the Finance Office, the Fire Department, the Police Station, the Public Works Building all locked their doors yesterday. Acting City Manager Bill Howell says this action was taken in order to keep city services operating, at least telephonically.
The city has a fairly limited staff as it is. Although our action exceeds what the CDC would recommend, we felt that it was important to protect our staff so we could keep critical services moving out to the public.
The phone numbers for all the city departments are available on cityofbethel.net. Howell says for now, Bethel City Council meetings will continue to be held in person, but that could change by Tuesday. And he says the city is working on a way for the public to call in to the meeting. Another part of the city's preparations for a potential COVID-19 outbreak in Bethel has been some meetings with the Hall Utilities Department. If people have to stay home, they could increase their frequency of water deliveries. Howell says he understands the importance of washing hands and staying clean during this time.
So we are exploring some ideas, reduced rates, or a period where we wouldn't shut accounts off due to this pandemic.
But hauled water drivers were already short-staffed before an epidemic. If people start ordering more water deliveries or if drivers get sick, Howell is willing to consider every idea, including bringing in emergency drivers with commercials driver's licenses.
You know, in an extreme scenario, we would be calling the state of Alaska for additional help or additional CDL drivers. We can encourage the public to really conserve water. And as an absolute last resort, we could reduce the number of deliveries. But none of these things have been settled on or decided yet. These are just ideas.
By next week, Howell says the city will have more concrete plans for meeting the city's water needs during a potential crisis. Next, in tribal news, the Association of Village Council Presidents has closed its door to the public, but will continue taking appointments with clients. AVCP says its employees will work to ensure that services are not interrupted. The nonprofit has also suspended all employee travel. AVCP's Head Start facilities and the AVCP Museum are also closed indefinitely. Next, in education. Schools all across Alaska, including the Lower Kuskokwim School District, have been shuttered due to COVID-19 until at least March 30th. District Superintendent Dan Walker expects the closures to last beyond that and has been trying to plan accordingly.
We are most concerned about our seniors and making sure that those students are not harmed in terms of receiving a diploma.
Superintendent Dan Walker says some seniors already have the credits they need to graduate, but not every senior. For those students in their final year and in every other grade, LKSD is working to keep students learning without having to come into the classroom.
We are looking at anything, frankly, that will work. We have so many families that don't have access to the internet. We are asking our sites to be as innovative as they can.
Walker says at one site, teachers are recording lessons on video and putting the files on students' flash drives. But he says most sites will hand out packets of work to students with written instructions. Walker says the district is also working on getting teleconferences set up so teachers can instruct their classes over the phone.
None of this is going to be ideal. You'll never replace a teacher in the classroom.
Actually, teachers are often still in the classrooms, even though students aren't. When Governor Mike Dunleavy announced public schools in Alaska were closed until March 30th, he said that teachers were to continue reporting to work. Walker says that was to give them time to come up with these alternative education plans. He says some schools in the district have already started handing students packets of work and thumb drives with video lessons. He says students at the remaining sites will have educational content soon.
I will be stunned if we're not 100% by March 30. 2 weeks should be more than sufficient to get it done.
The teachers currently working in empty classrooms were on spring break just last week. Many traveled out of the state to areas with higher rates of COVID-19 transmission than Alaska. Walker says he's issued those returning staff members the same guidance as the state's Department of Health and Social Services.
Self-monitor and practice social distancing, and that may mean not going to work or school if you cannot safely be distanced from others.
Walker says teachers have adhered to the guidance. He's seen teachers calling each other from their classrooms despite being in the same school building. He knows teachers who are couples with kids who have been coming to the school in shifts.
I'm going to allow, to the maximum extent possible, people to either work from home, work in shifts, or find other ways to isolate themselves so that they protect themselves.
And he says more staff could be working from home very soon.
When we get the first case in Bethel or one of our villages, we are going to lock this place down. We are going to only have those most essential people coming on campus.
In addition to public schools being closed to students, residential boarding schools like Mount Edgecombe and the Kuskokwim Learning Academy have sent their students back home. Without a physical school for students to go to, Walker says the least the local district can do is provide ways to keep kids learning, fed, and safe. During school closures, the Lower Kuskokwim School District is still providing students with meals and the materials necessary for schoolwork. Now in Bethel, those will be delivered to students starting Monday. Meals will be delivered between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m., depending on where you live in Bethel. To find out the exact schedule, you can check KYUK's website. LKSD Superintendent Dan Walker says if you'd rather pick up your lunch from school, that will continue to be an option. Educational materials will be available for delivery for BRHS and ME. The packets will be dropped off this coming Monday and picked up the following Monday. Bethel Regional High School Principal Doug Boyer says new packets will continue to be dropped off if school closures continue. Next, in Village Health, the Village of Queethuk has put in place several measures to slow the spread of the COVID-19 virus. KYUK's Johanna Urich reports on the measures that took effect yesterday.
Queethuk is imposing 30-day travel restrictions until the threat of a coronavirus pandemic in the region lessens. The restrictions have some flexibility. Limited short-term trips for medical reasons and essential household needs are allowed, but people will have to self-quarantine for 14 days when they return to Queethuk. Those returning to the village after traveling outside of the region are also asked to self-quarantine for 2 weeks and monitor themselves for symptoms of COVID-19. These restrictions do not stop mail, groceries, and other goods from being transported to Queethuk by air or ice road. The community is also imposing social distancing to keep people 6 feet apart from each other when in local stores and other areas. But Queethuk's rules do allow gatherings of up to 25 people in local buildings. For KYUK, this is Johanna Urich.
And finally, stay healthy, safe, and informed about COVID-19 with Coffee at KYUK. Each weekday, KYUK will provide coronavirus updates from local organizations and community partners. Tune in Monday through Friday following the 8 a.m. newscast. Today, we'll be talking with YKHC about if you live in a village, how you should protect yourself, and how you can get tested. If you have any questions about COVID-19 that you'd like answered, email them to news at KYUK or send KYUK a message on Facebook. Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips to news at KYUK.org and stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.